On New York University Week, should you change up your exercise routine? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Malone, assistant professor of nursing, determines whether doing different types of exercise can help you not get bored.
You know the saying, variety is the spice of life. The idea behind this statement is that variety may help us stay on track to improving our health because we're less likely to get bored with what we're doing. Our research focused on evaluating this statement to see how habitual physical activity might benefit from some added spice. We analyzed data from a nationally representative sample of U.S. adults to determine how being active in a greater number of different activities linked to meeting national physical activity guidelines. We found that people were more likely to meet these guidelines when they engaged in a greater variety of activity types. People reporting two activities per month, like walking and cycling, were more likely to meet physical activity guidelines than people who just walked. The most active people reported five different types of activity per month. Bottom line, variety matters. We think this is important because most U.S. adults are physically inactive. Well-intentioned people struggle with initiating and maintaining physical activity habits and don't realize that adding variety to the types of their activity may make it more sustainable. Walking is the most popular type of physical activity, but it may not be enough to keep us healthy over the long term. These findings are interesting because it shows us that we must understand the nuances of habitual behaviors. U.S. adults fail to meet national guidelines for many behaviors that are important for health. Just telling people to be physically active 150 minutes a week, to sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, or to limit sedentary behavior may not be enough. Our research team's overall goal is to identify the secret sauce for reaping the greatest health benefits from our behaviors around the clock, physical activity, sleeping, and sitting.
That was Susan Malone of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.